Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The government has only been open for about 2 weeks, and Speaker of the House Mike Johnson just had to deliver some tough news to Donald Trump's face. That Republicans in the House and in the Senate don't have an appetite to help the American people regarding health care. Now, remember, the one condition that the government was reopened on is that Republicans would at least put the Affordable Care Act subsidies up for a vote in December. And they're going to, but it's very, very obvious what they're going to vote. All of the Republicans are going to vote no on an extension of the subsidies. Let me just remind you, this is not some new package or new proposal or crazy proposal that Democrats want. It is an extension of the status quo health insurance that Americans have access to. Republicans are trying to shoot that down and make healthcare more expensive for tens of millions of Americans. Now, on CNN, just yesterday, they did a segment, they did an announcement, a breaking news announcement that the White House was soon going to put forth a healthcare proposal. The healthcare proposal that we've been waiting for a decade. Trump has said 2 weeks, it's coming in 2 weeks, in 2 weeks. And finally, as they're announcing it, I'm not even joking, as they're announcing it in this clip, they then go, wait a minute, it has just been officially delayed. Watch this. And then we'll talk about Speaker of the House Mike Johnson's role. But watch this CNN clip.
We're learning President Trump is planning to unveil a new health care proposal. And at this point, we're still waiting to know exactly what's in it. But we're told it could include a temporary extension of the Enhanced Affordable Care Act subsidies, which are due to expire at the end of the year. They were at the center of the government shutdown. However, the subsidies could come with some fresh guardrails that could include new income limits and a requirement that everyone pay some form of a premium. Now, we should note that if the subsidies do expire, millions of Americans are expected to see their premiums more than double next year. Zach Yep. Cooper is joining us now. He's a professor of health policy at Yale University. Zach, thanks for being here. As I noted, we are very much still waiting for specifics here. I'm sorry, this has actually been, sorry, Zach, we're getting breaking news while I'm talking to you. I have learned that the White House has postponed its expected unveiling of this new health care proposal. It was expected to be unveiled today. We'll learn more, hopefully, about that in the coming moments. But
okay, maybe we'll see it in about 2 weeks. Obviously, I say that in jest, but Donald Trump for the past decade has been trying over and over to remove the Affordable Care Act from the American healthcare system, to nuke it out of existence with no backup plan, no plan for the millions, tens of millions of Americans that would be left homeless healthcare-wise, like not literally homeless, but homeless with health insurance. They would have no coverage whatsoever, and Donald Trump has no plan. So as they're about to announce something, we don't even know what the plan is or what it possibly could be, they backtrack on it, and we just learned why. So Olivia Beavers reports, scoop, Speaker Mike Johnson recently cautioned the White House that most House Republicans don't have an appetite for extending enhanced Affordable Care Act subsidies. The message from Johnson in a phone call with administration officials came as President Trump's advisors were drafting a health care plan that extended the subsidies for 2 years. This further underlines how hard it will be politically to stave off sharp increases in health care costs next year for many Americans. This will be disastrous for not only Americans, not only for vulnerable citizens of this country, but for the administration itself. This will be a political disaster. In some ways, the Democrats were trying to save the Trump admin from itself, from its own political consequences by giving Americans an extension. Like, we were going to do Republicans a favor. The West Wing has officially postponed Donald Trump's plan to extend Obamacare. I have more to play in just one second. But also, very quickly, Speaker Johnson also reportedly told Tucker Carlson in closed door, in behind closed doors, that his Nick Fuentes meeting was a big mistake, and Tucker Carlson didn't really take it well. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson had a conversation with Tucker Carlson about the former Fox News host's interview with Nick Fuentes, saying it was a big mistake. I spoke briefly with Tucker about that, and I think it is a responsibility. He has a lot of listeners, and I think giving Nick Fuentes that platform is a big mistake. How did Carlson take that advice? Quote, well, obviously, I'm not sure if he agreed with me on that. So Speaker of the House Mike Johnson has been trying to rein in not only his caucus, which he failed to do around the Epstein votes and around this, but also conservative commentators, and it's not going too well for him. But to continue here, Johnson, 53, told Trump aides in a call that the votes weren't there for a two-year patch to the enhanced tax credits for the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, which more than 20 million rely on and is expiring December 31st, reported the Wall Street Journal. His red light came just as the president, 79, was weighing a draft with income caps and fraud control planks, according to the journal. The paper reported that only a sliver of House Republicans would entertain any extension, with abortion coverage rules and some marketplace plans a red line for many. Here is what's happening. This administration is getting legitimately hoisted by its own petard. Democrats were trying to save the American people from healthcare increases. In doing so, we would have bailed out the Republican Party from a political catastrophe of their own creation. And the Republicans said, no, 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 you are not going to help the American people. You are not going to help us. We are going to make sure that the American people suffer under the Trump administration. They are trying to like shoot themselves in the foot. And when Democrats try to replace it with a Nerf gun and say, no, 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 use a Nerf gun when you're shooting yourself in the foot, Republicans say, no, 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 we want to shoot ourselves with a machine gun. Now Trump is desperately scrambling to have any sort of Affordable Care Act healthcare extension, any sort of extension, even with some sort of guardrails, as I just read, and Republicans aren't biting. We had the chance. Republicans stopped it. As the backlash built, the White House quietly put the brakes on, postponing the rollout amid Republican pushback in Congress, Axios reported, even after Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent hinted on television that an unveiling could come on Monday. It was supposed to come on Monday. CNN was about to announce, hey, we're getting an announcement sometime today, and then it got postponed live on air. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt then told reporters a plan was still being worked on and that no formal rollout had been set. The issues under discussion, reported Axios, include phasing in income limits on premium tax credits, eliminating $0 premium plans that Republicans claim invite fraud, and offering taxpayer-funded health savings accounts for people who downgrade the cheaper coverage. A back-of-the-envelope estimate from the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget put the cost at $50 billion over 2 years, Axios reported. Listen, I know that $50 billion is a lot of money, like objectively that's a lot of money, but when you put this into perspective and you look at other things that the government funds, I'm not even just talking about foreign wars. Like you can look at how much we give to Israel, that's a good example, but I'm talking about domestically. We fund so many different things. $50 billion is honestly, it's not that hard to get. Axios reports that $50 billion would offset this. It was an awkward come down after TV chatter primed viewers for a White House healthcare splash that never arrived. CNN, for example, had to walk back an on-air tease for a taco-branded announcement. Legitimately, Trump is always chickening out, even on helping the American people. So here's what Donald Trump did when he got into office. He put tariffs on basically every country except for Russia and North Korea. These tariffs disproportionately hurt consumers who aren't rich. Consumers who use a larger portion of their income to buy consumer goods at the store will then therefore necessarily be using a larger portion of their income to pay taxes on tariffs. Meanwhile, the actual income tax is progressive. There is a progressive form of taxation in the United States, so Donald Trump gets into office and puts a regressive form of taxation in the form of a tariff. Right after that, he stops Congress from extending the healthcare subsidies that would have actually helped American people and helped him. And instead, he's going to face the political backlash for all of this in 2026 as he realizes that Republicans don't want to help the American people as he doesn't want to help the American people. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I love you all. I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.